Hey friends, Kim here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to give you guys a few content warnings of mentions of harm to children and the implication of harms to children. So please be careful when you're listening to this. All right, we're gonna get into today's episode.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to 5 GMs Presents Heartland Home. My name is Kim, and I'm still your fairy game master for this session. On my right...
Hello, I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Senua. And I can talk to animals. They can't talk back.
But you and Muffin are tight, bro.
Yeah.
Hello, governor. My name's Flintlock, and I'm playing Tanner today.
Oh. What a choice. When does Tanner start and Flintlock begin?
I don't know anymore.
Good God.
That was a choice.
Hi, I'm Tanlin. I'm playing Thessa Clythe. And, I'm definitely not a lycanthrope.
That was so convincing, bro.
Definitely not right. One of those.
You be soft.
Shut up.
Oh, I forgot you said that. So you said that again.
Hello, I'm Adam. I apologize for my friends once again. And I'm playing Elidor. She's smoking a little too much. And, you know, we're having a great time here. We're going to go ahead and solve this. We taught a baby to kill, and we're going to get things on the roll. We're going to get going.
Solve this with murder.
I forgot you taught her how to kill.
No. Murd her.
Oh,
because we're feminists here.
That's right.
Lady slay.
Look, I'm still
girl
not a,
queen.
I'm still like pro. We just kill the king and put the witch on the throne.
I'm not on that side. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, she is hot, right?
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, yeah.
Well, feminism is contingent on... Let's get the story
started. Yeah, let's get started. So last episode, our party attended the Midnight Masquerade,
where their good friend, Alessa, was engaged in some coy banter with the king.
Flint tried to get the crown in which her little snake staff was stealing and fell flat on their face, literally, and wasn't able to stop the snake before Alessa came in and they disappeared.
Flint bad at thievery confirmed.
I didn't see anybody else try.
If so, true, big.
Big if true.
Big if true.
If big true.
If big true, Flint bad at steal.
Whoa, oh yeah, but big if true. That's big if true.
Confirmed big if true.
That's big if true.
You guys should shut up and start making out already.
Me to the king.
And the episode ended with the fairy godmother showing up because somebody really did their job well and they couldn't get in, at least most of them.
Okay, but that's what I thought I was supposed to do.
Fair enough, but then they couldn't get in anyways, and then they told you that Alessa's collecting components for a sleep spell, and that they told you that she's going for the Sands of Time next, and that's where we're at now. So.
To the Sands of Time.
To... Heartland Woods.
God, do you guys think that my fox husband is still running around out there somewhere?
How many husbands do you have?
I've had four.
Are they still alive? Are you doing bigotry?
One was a baby.
Or bigamy?
Bigamy? Polygamy?
Polygamy.
Cut this out. I could do bigotry, I suppose.
To bigotry. To polygamy.
Bro,
I'm sure there's a curse out there that turns you into a bigotry.
Bro does so much bigamy. I'm keeping that in because that's funny as fuck, dude.
Bigamy?
Are you doing bigotry? The thing is,
Yeah.
I was like, am I doing a bigotry? Did I say a slur on accident? Like, what's going on?
Nah, man, you were just saying you had four husbands and all of a sudden you were doing bigotry.
No, they were all pretty short. They all lasted pretty shortly because, you see.
I guess foxes don't live that long.
The first one got turned into a baby, and then I had to give him back to his parents to re-raise him. The second one got turned into a fox. The third one disappeared.
Would you marry him when he grows up again?
No, that seems weird. And the fourth one got eaten by a wolf and cut out of the wolf by a huntsman, and then he was just never the same after. So.
I look at Thessa once and then look away.
Thessa didn't get cut open.
That we know of.
Big if true?
Big if true.
I throw a stick.
thinks about going after it.
Bessa's eyes tail it.
Yeah.
So where are we going?
So you guys are headed toward the Heartland Wood, which is on the very, like, so the castle in which you're on is, like, on a hill at the highest point. It's towards, like, the north. And the Heartland Woods is more, like, is, like, deep, deep east.
Is there a way to sail around everything?
No. Damn. Sorry, bud.
Can we fly there with my raccoon griffins?
If you want to fly them through heavy brush and wood, sure.
Well, they're part raccoons.
Their rat calves are.
I guess we could walk, probably. It's probably a good idea to walk.
Girls trip.
You guys mind if I go re-up on my bag of tobacco? I finished most of it.
Have you ever tried not smoking?
Have you ever tried not sounding stupid?
Oh. When do I ever? First of all.
I grab Thessa. It's okay.
Fucking.
Would we have time to change? Probably a good time to change, you know?
I ask the crone, how pressing is this?
She just gives you like this all-knowing look.
Fuck, guys, we gotta go now.
Fuck.
Yeah.
With my titties out?
I don't even think I have time to get the fucking tobacco.
With my titties out, it's so funny.
Crone, is there another way for us to get there quicker than us just walking?
She gives you another all-knowing look. And give me a wits roll to see if you can decipher that.
I got an 18.
That's pretty high, bestie.
Shit. Alright, guys. Things aren't looking good. We gotta go.
Can't we use magic like she did?
Do you have magic like that?
No, I was hoping you did.
How long is it as a walk, do we know?
It's pretty far.
Well, you have a carriage, don't you? You can carriage us. We can all
cram in. You give me a wits roll.
Okay. Is it to search or identify? Or appraise?
It's to get more information.
Never mind. I got too high. I got 16.
18. You know what? I'll let you do this with advantage, since it should be something you know.
I got 12.
Thessa.
Yeah?
They're fairy godmothers. Magic?
Wish. Oh, please! Oh, please! Oh, please!
You ask real nice. They might be able to teleport you over there.
Yeah. Crode, will you take us there?
She gives you that same all-knowing look, in which now you can maybe decipher that she was trying to tell you that they can probably just boop you all over there.
I think they can teleport us, guys.
Yeah, well, I figured that. You called me stupid 2 seconds ago.
I fall
you
back.
You asked me a stupid question.
Into the fog?
I will not sit here and let you talk to me this way.
I run to the crone and, like, dive into the crone's, like, cloak to see if I disappear.
Yeah, you're in a void, bro. I'm just kidding, you're not in a void. You show up at a clearing in the forest.
I have to go out to the forest to talk to my spirit. I'll see you guys in like 10 minutes, and I run out to go to the forest.
As soon as you enter the forest line, you're teleported.
Okay.
Winnie, can you please send me to the place? Thank you. Please and thank you, please. And thank you.
One more time.
Please.
And?
Thank you.
And then Winnie does her little...
Hey! Yippee!
Flint?
I fell back into the fog.
Okay, yeah.
We do fall.
You're on the floor already. You're laying on the floor. You're just...
Hell yeah, dude.
You just show up.
And then you see me, like, dive onto the floor.
Yeah, Eleanor kind of eats shit.
Mouthful of, like, moss and dirt.
And then you see Senua coming in running.
And I just, like, float down a little.
Yeah. There's a little, like a billow in your dress.
What does the forest look like?
It is very densely packed, like, pine trees. It's a lot of them. It's just, it's...
What's the weather like?
Yeah. It's... brisk-ish.
Oh no, my titties are out.
So you guys show up, but you're at this like kind of like clearing. If you walk down it, you see that it's like a pathway to somewhere, which you can only assume would be the hag's house, because where else would they put you, you know?
I'll get up, brush myself off, and say, it looks like we're going that way, so shall we?
So you guys gonna head that way?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys are walking through this like sort of clearing. It's dark, but as you keep walking further, it does kind of, your eyes adjust a bit. It's not as scary, I suppose. And then you get through, and you get through this like entire clearing. And you see this little like hut in the middle of the forest, which could be the house of the hag.
Nose goes.
I mean, I'll go in. I'm not afraid of no hag.
Okay, here.
Sensa, I'll join you.
If you guys are both go, we might as well all go.
Should we just burn down the house?
Well, no, because we need the Sands of Time.
Well, I mean, we burn it down and we just get the Sands of Time.
They become the Glass of Time?
Then it would be unusable.
I'm sorry, you keep calling us Sensa.
I said it once.
You've said it twice.
Damn it.
And then you were giving what's her name a nickname, but you don't just call me Thessa. I don't have a nickname.
Thess.
Okay. That's it.
Thess and Sensa and...
I blow cigarette smoke in your face. Okay, go knock, and I push you forward.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Anybody home?
You see, there's a... Because there's a door, and then there's, like, two windows, and then you see, like, a curtain pulled back on the left window, and then you're like, you hear, what do you want?
Have the sands of time being have been stolen?
Go away. Closes the curtain.
Oh, man.
I try the doorknob.
It's locked.
Ma'am, we've come because we've been given a tip that the sands of time, which we understand are in your possession, might be stolen by a powerful magic user named
Alessa.
Alessa.
I'm also not uninterested in you unfoxing my ex-husband.
You see the door fly open. It's like, I can only maybe help with your fox husband.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, but what about the sands of time? That's a little more important.
I've already walked in. I hold a mirror up though when I walk in, just in case. So any curses bounce back to her.
So you guys enter this little hut, and it's very small. Even there's, what, five of you total in here? It's a little snug.
And my bear friend that I made along the way.
What?
Where did that come from?
Get that out of here.
Like runs up.
Just eats the hag.
Yeah. So you enter this house and it is very snug. You see a lot of just components and trinkets and things in jars and things in vials all over the house. And she goes, so you want the sands of time?
I throw salt over my shoulder and then spin around in three circles and then jump up twice.
This isn't your first rodeo.
We would like to acquire the sands of time to protect them unconditionally.
Well, what can you do that I can't to protect them?
Throw something there. I'll shoot with my bow. We'll show them.
We can... You stay in this location. We can roam for the rest of our lives on ships on the open sea, taking the sands of time away from any danger there might be.
I don't think that'll work.
Why?
How do you know she won't find you?
Well, if she does, we could just, like, you know. And then I, like, take out my axe.
Keep running.
Well, if we have the sands of time, then couldn't we just go back in time and then go somewhere else?
Is that how the sands of time works? I do have a question.
She goes and grabs, like, it's a very small vial. And she's like, this amount won't be able to do that.
I see. So you just have a little bit of sand of time.
Yeah, grains.
Question.
Yes.
Do you know what the king did to this lady's...
Alessa?
Yes.
Alessa's daughter.
You see, she takes, like, a deep breath and is like, how much time you got?
I light a cigarette and then I, like, light one for her and just hand it to her.
Do you mind if I sit down?
Yeah, I was gonna ask if you guys want some chairs.
Yes.
All right. She, like...
Lemonade, perhaps? Tea?
I have tea, not lemonade. I don't care for it. It's too sour. And you see that she, like, apparates some little, like, wooden crates for you guys to sit on.
I brought my own water.
Holy.
Yes and no. I have regular water as well that I will be drinking. Because I don't feel like accepting any pleasantries from you.
Well, that's a little rude. I let you into my home and you're not going to drink my tea?
You make me nervous.
I'll drink your tea.
I'll drink your tea.
All my friends will drink your tea.
Peppermint, all right with you all?
I love peppermint tea. I only ever put it to my lips. I don't sip, though.
So she summons these wooden crates for you guys to sit on. She serves some of you tea. Not all of you.
I take the tea.
Do you take the tea? Yeah. All right. She serves all of you tea. Whether you drink it or not is up to you.
Can I inspect the tea?
Yeah, if you want to.
Inspect tea.
Give me a wits.
Does that count as search?
Identify? Yeah, technically.
Search identify?
I down the whole cup of tea.
Got a five.
It's just peppermint tea.
I'll slay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was.
It's peppermint leaves she grew herself.
Can I have another one?
Oh, so now you want another one.
Never mind, I'm fine.
I'll take another one.
Can you tell us about the king and her, though?
Yeah. Alessa's a good friend of mine. Kills her.
I go for my axe.
Yeah. I've known her for a long, long time. And when she came to me because her daughter was magical, I very quickly offered to be her teacher. And I grew very close to Lydia. She was talented, although couldn't cast a ton of magic. You know, she was I considered her my adoptive daughter. And I don't know how familiar you are with the king and his stances on magic. But he doesn't treat those with magic too kindly, hence me being out here. And she gestures to her house. And he called for a witch hunt. She was 11 at the time. And she unfortunately couldn't outrun the amount of guards in which he sent after her.
We have to kill the king and raise his daughter.
And he got the whole kingdom to turn against her because, well, when you have that much power and influence, it's not hard to do. And she was labeled a major threat to the kingdom. And she was burned at the stake.
Well, they've never met Elidor.
Well, that was fast, and then, yeah, I put all my stuff down. Stretches.
Was there a reason for this witch hunt?
Do you have any schematics for the castle?
What was the reason for the witch hunt, madam?
That he deemed her a threat to the kingdom, even though he didn't know the capacity in which she could cast magic.
But he hasn't deemed you a threat.
Well, why do you think I'm all the way out here in which where no one comes?
What if, now I'm just spitballing here, we walked your cabin on down that way and we made us some scenes.
Can your hut become an AT-AT?
Yeah, does this thing have turrets on it?
Do you have magical blasting abilities?
Unfortunately, no.
But you do have hot tea.
I do have hot tea, which I'm sure I could weaponize somehow.
Well, I'm thinking we put enough sugar in there, it'll get sappy and it'll stick to whatever it lands on.
And, and so now she's collecting all of these components. How much do you know?
We know she stole the crown.
Mm-hmm.
And our patrons, our friends, the fog.
The trees,
the fog, they were a little ambiguous, but they told us about a sleep spell, and they sent us down this way.
That's all they said.
Is that all they said? The witch gave me an all the crone. She gave me an all-knowing look, as she tends to. I don't always get it. I get a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's the third witch to have cursed me.
Okay.
No, the second. There was another third. Would you like to be the fourth?
Maybe another time.
It'll probably happen.
Yeah, it probably will happen.
Well, it's believed that her plan is to make a sleep potion, or a sleep spell, sorry, sleep spell.
Correct.
What do you know? What would you know about the sleep spell?
So they didn't tell you the whole story.
Well, you know, they like to be ominous.
It's fairy.
That's why I keep so much iron on me.
It's fairy godmothers do. What they didn't tell you is that sleep spell is only a component for something bigger.
Super sleep spell?
No, it's not a super sleep spell.
Is it a super sleep curse?
The big sleep? Death?
No. She's trying to bring Lydia back.
Oh, that makes sense.
God damn it.
I feel like, okay, I gotta check in. That's not something that she should do, right?
No. It shouldn't be. And she's on the hunt for one more item in which I have deeply hidden away.
In Sands of Time?
No. Because what this requires... So the components are the mass sleep spell, an item deeply personal to the deceased, and a altar or place to do it. And
She needs the deeply personal item, which is in my possession, which I have hidden away.
Well, so?
Is it here? Is it here?
No, it's not here.
I would like to second. She's your friend.
But I don't agree with what she's doing.
But would you stop her with everything you have?
Well, I'm telling you, aren't I?
Yeah. So why don't you go and kind of give us a heads up on where the thing is? We'll go do that. And we could come back and kind of wreak havoc on the king, too, if we feel like we're up to it.
I mean, look. Double hitter.
Yeah, I figure we might as well get...
Two birds, one stone?
Two birds, one stone kind of thing, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, for all the curses, hags typically get it. Yeah. Long drag of my cigarette.
So just so I can make sure that we're on the right side of things, why shouldn't... Is anybody going to get hurt if this kid... If she revives her daughter?
I don't think you guys want to be put into a eternal sleep, do you?
Oh, we have to be...
When the sleep doesn't end after she gets brought back. Hits the whole kingdom.
Hits the whole kingdom.
God damn it.
That's what the crown is for, is to amplify the spell.
Question.
Yes.
Now, say we got a little magic fellow of our own. Do you think that they can maybe, like, hijack the spell and have it only hit the king and the king's men? Two birds, one stone. Because if there's anything I've learned about curses, it's that typically you can rebound them. That's why I came in with the mirror. You could rebound them. You could fuck with them. When you break them, sometimes you can harness the magic you broke them with and you keep a little piece of it. So there's a lot of different things that go on with the curses.
Big if true. Big if true.
Big if true.
Big if true.
And so I'm just curious if, like, maybe we had our own magic fella get her little fingers in there, if she could sort of kind of hit the right on the money spot.
I don't cast magic.
But you know enough magic, I think you can make it happen.
I know of magic, I read.
Get your feet in there.
I don't think the kind of magic Thessa is will help you in any way.
Would you consider this an eternal sleep curse?
I suppose.
And given my history with curses, Allah, I have a pretty big curse immune system.
Do you think you'd be willing to do it? Help us do that yourself, actually, since you're obviously very skilled in magic, Miss...
Thea.
Thea.
Hag of the heart, of the heart forest.
Heartland Woods.
Yes.
What's the range of this spell? Like, could we stay out of the range and hit her when she doesn't expect it?
But also that everyone else is eternally asleep.
Well, that's not our problem.
100% is our problem.
I mean, nothing will be nailed down. You know, we can just take what we want.
But no, there are a bulk of innocent people.
No.
Wait.
I mean, if
hold on. I've come up with a secondary, possibly tertiary plan. We tell the king that all of the peasants are the target and that he's not safe as long as the peasants are in the kingdom. And we get him and all of his guards to isolate themselves. We get the baby out of there. No peasants get touched all the night and his men get hit by the spell.
Did she give the child the bracelet?
I didn't give the child the bracelet. Where is the bracelet?
I don't think I saw where. Did I see where it went? Did someone take it?
The snake had it, no?
No, someone did take it, but is most likely not delivered to the child.
Yeah.
Was it one of the people that came up that I got to quit their job?
Maybe.
Well.
That might be a thing we have to check back on.
She asked me for it.
Oh.
To protect the child from the sick spell.
I put some locks of my hair.
And what good does that do?
I figured it might lightning rod the curse. Any curses.
Can it lightning rod the big curse?
Oh. So we kidnap the baby. We get the peasants out of there.
That's like thousands of people.
Well, that's why we tell the king the peasants are the target, and he clears out elsewhere. We give her the coordinates. She puts the king of the night to sleep. Everyone's happy.
Do you think... Yeah.
We could also take ass and kick names.
Why do people need to be asleep for the spell to work?
To commune with another plane?
What if only one person was asleep for the spell to work?
It needs to have everybody.
Well, then wouldn't she just sleep?
No. How many people?
A kingdom's worth.
That's a lot.
Okay. So we stop
every
her.
Every prisoner in the kingdom.
We stop her.
I hate to break up this debate, but we may need to put a timer on this. because I know she's coming Kim,
no.
here.
Kim, no, wait. Kim, hold on.
We could kill the hag. She's the only one who knows where the special thing is.
She'd find it eventually. I'd have to fail, right? Also, I don't...
If we kill the hag, then she won't get the important piece.
I don't want to fight the hag.
But, like, she got... We're right here.
We all drink the tea.
Oh, you got good points.
I can hear you guys.
I'm vouching for you.
And I appreciate that, but I'd appreciate if you didn't kill me. I'm trying to help.
And you turned my second husband into a fox.
I told you he deserved it.
I don't know. He's probably in the forest somewhere. Do you know how to unbaby somebody? I think he's like 3 now.
I suppose that's a problem for another time.
Okay. We gotta figure out this whole thing.
Can you teleport us to where that last item is?
Then we could ambush her.
I can.
But then that puts 2 items she wants in one area. Second question. What if we just ambush her here?
That's also a possibility.
Maybe we can talk her out of it, and then we can try and figure out a way to bring her daughter back ethically.
I don't think that's an option.
I don't think there is a way to bring her back.
The hag would know.
And then if barring that, then we help her defeat the king.
We could talk to her when she gets here. Is she here?
Not yet.
I look out the window. I close the blinds. She's not here yet.
All right, let's everyone wait. Maybe. Thea,
what would you recommend we do?
I would prefer you get that item out of the place because I can't promise you that I won't tell her where it is.
Yeah, send us there, please.
Oh, yeah, here, all right.
Yes.
Yeah. So you want to just send us there?
Yes, I will send you there.
Thank you very much. Are there any monsters or anything defending it?
You'll see when you get there.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, wait a minute.
She teleports you guys there.
We land.
Yeah, you guys land. And
there's no monster, right?
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad comes from our friends over on the Storyteller Squad.
Hello, adventurers. It's lovely to meet you. I'm Natalie, and I'm here with my friends to tell you about the next podcast series you're about to fall in love with. We are the Storyteller Squad.
Have you ever wished for an actual play podcast that combined cozy slice of life with exciting fantasy adventures?
Do you enjoy dramatic musical scores, original character themes, and immersive sound effects?
Do you wish more shows would allow queer characters to exist beyond the angst of a will-they-won't-they dynamic and actually get to experience a healthy relationship together?
Then join us as our beloved heroes face monstrous, mysterious, and magical dangers.
All while finding the time to get coffee with their girlfriends or flirt awkwardly with their roommates.
We are the 10 Hours Lo-Fi Mix for autumnal lesbians and witchy cryptids of actual play podcasts.
That's one hell of a tagline.
It's clearly what the people want.
Plus, it's way too late to change our brand of storytelling now.
So check out our queer-led Monster of the Week actual play series, where we flirt with the monsters about as often as we fight them.
Stop making the monsters so wholesome and hot, Natalie.
No, I don't think I will.
Good. You can find the Storyteller Squad wherever you listen to podcasts.
And on social media at Story Squad Cast. See you out there, adventurers.
Okay, everybody. Ready to start again?
Hold on.
Wait.
Oh, I need to hydrate.
Let's have an adventure.
And you'll have an adventure indeed if you check out the Storyteller Squad. They're a very fun Monster of the Week actual play podcast, and if you're looking for something kind of more lo-fi, cozy, but also really cool, highly recommend you check them out. Alright, our next ad comes from our friends over on Game Master Monday on their new miniseries.
Many miles from here, past all the hustle and bustle of your town, past the mountains and hills, across the rivers and through the forest, there is a meadow. In this meadow are several divots and burrows housing a large and united warren of bunnies.
Well, one day I'm going to go out into the forest and I'm going to meet the forest gods myself.
Why are you showing me this? What does this have to do with me and what's going on in the warren?
It does puzzle me a little bit why the stories from different storytellers are different.
So we're in agreement.
Yes.
I'll see you at the lunch bell.
Bunnies and Burrows, the next Game Master Monday miniseries begins May 6th, wherever you get your podcasts.
That trailer wasn't enough to convince you, might I remind you, bunnies? No, but seriously, Bunnies and Burrows is set to be an adorable actual play that ties in themes of community, love, friendship, all while they're bunnies, might I remind you. The first episode is out now, so I highly recommend you go check it out wherever you can get your podcasts. Alrighty friends, let's get back into the episode. Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
You land in front of a giant wall of brush and bush, and it feels like it goes up for miles.
Huh.
And the four of you land, and on impact, the bush kind of, not necessarily opens up, but a form of a sphinx pops out.
Man, it's gonna ask us a fucking riddle.
Sphinx? What do I know about this feller?
That he's a sphinx?
By looking at him. Identify.
And that he's the guardian of whatever's come to pass?
Let him cook. I listen intently.
You may only pass if you answer this riddle.
Right? Okay. Is that the riddle?
No.
Okay.
If we can't figure it out, we could just kill him.
You will always find me in the past. I can be created in the present, but the future can never taint me. What am I?
Memories?
Do we all have to agree?
Yes.
I think it's memory.
Well, you're our smart one. What do you think?
I mean, memory sounds pretty good.
Pirate man?
Memory sounds good to me.
We all vote memories.
And then you see the sphinx fade back into the bush and a giant, like, hedgeway arch.
Holy shit, you guys. We're fucking smart.
And, yeah, it looks like you're supposed to go down this way.
Running.
Yeah, do all four of you enter?
Should I enter alone?
I'll enter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the ground look muddy or dirty or... Just making sure.
No, it just is grass.
Yeah, I take my little...
Yeah.
Little
I'm barefoot.
Steps.
I gave my shoes away.
Ugh.
You get used to it.
Ugh.
Fetch.
Thinks about running after it. Yeah. Stops herself. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the four of you enter, and the entrance closes behind you, and it doesn't even look like you even walk through a doorway.
Sick.
It is incredibly dark in this space. You cannot see what's around you.
I light a cigarette.
You light a cigarette.
I have a torch on me.
Holding it up.
I bring out a torch.
And it's still dark.
Oh, and even when I light it?
Yeah, even when you light it.
Magical darkness.
I take out my torch.
It's still dark.
I close my eyes.
Dude, can I
it's
roll?
It's double dark.
Oh.
Is there another riddle to turn on the lights, Mr. Sphinx fella?
Oh, we got the riddle wrong.
You don't hear anything.
I clap twice. I turn around.
Turn around and it's just a wall of
hair. I can see the wall.
Yeah, you can see the wall goes up.
I just keep walking.
I clench with my tongue.
Forward.
Forward?
Yeah.
All right, so you take a step forward, and it slightly illuminates the space.
Oh, just keep walking.
I walk forward.
Okay. Do all of you walk forward?
Mm-hmm.
Meow.
Okay.
I watch the floor, then.
You watch the floor? Okay.
I don't watch the floor.
So the four of you walk forward, and all of a sudden, how are you guys walking? Are you all in a line? Are you 2-2?
Yeah, probably like 2-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as you guys are walking, you all of a sudden feel this breeze, like, sprint in between you guys. And in front of you, you see a young girl, no taller than 4'11". A cloak is billowing behind her as she runs past.
Kim?
Yes.
Flint says, Kim?
Yeah, all knowingly.
Yeah.
And she is all of a sudden gone into the darkness, and you all hear a scream. Ahead of you.
I try to go for it. I tail it.
Yeah? All right. Yeah. Do all of you tail it?
Yeah.
So as you approach, you see two armored guards with blood-red pauldrons on their side, holding her back. Would you like to do anything?
Yeah, I'm going to clobber one of these guards.
Yeah, let's start. I'm going to...
I just axe out and just, like, flat side of the axe as hard as I can on top of his head.
No, I'm axing. I'm just blade axing with this one.
Okay. I'll ask him a question when he wakes up.
We only need one of them. There's exactly. Two of them, right?
Do I recognize, like, the kingdom of these pauldrons?
Yes, yeah. It is the same color of the wax seal you guys received.
Are
earlier.
We looking at memories right now? Are we in memories right now? Kimberly, give me a big fat kiss. This is cool. Let's go.
Anyways, so there are these two armored guards, and they're holding this young girl. You can't see her face because the cloak is covering it as she is trying to break free from these two guards.
I try to clobber him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's start clobbering, too.
Yeah, it will be a resolve. Since you two are acting first, I will let you guys get a round before they connect.
I got a 15 and then an at 20. My number is 15.
Yeah, so you hit...
At 11.
11, all right. Okay, so are you guys going to hit the same guard, different guards? What's going on?
Different guards.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and roll your damage.
Ooh, 5.
1.
Nice. Okay. So the one that you hit, you can notice right away that he's pretty bloodied by that hit.
Bitch.
And the one that you hit, Eleanor, only stumbles back slightly. He still has his grip on the girl. And they both start shouting, "What are you doing? Stop that.
You stop that."
They will each, not each, but one guard will attack you both, and then the other that is holding the girl will take her away.
Oh, no.
So, all right. So, yeah, you'll each have to make a grace roll to see if you can avoid the attack.
6.
16.
Okay. So you avoid it, you do not.
I'm rolling really bad, guys.
So you take 4 damage, and then he tries to swing on you, send you up, but you... quickly dodge out of the way. Bessa and Flint.
We're in a memory. Can I roll to see if I, like...
To kind of get a gleam of, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
Because,
like, I'm catching on that, like, this is a memory, but, like, is it something that we can actually, like, mess with, or is it just gonna reset? Like, what?
Go for it.
My vibe is, like, I want to look into, like, or think, try to figure out, look into, find, see, what, where are we? Like, you know, I mean, like, more specifically, like, I know where we are, but where are we?
Like,
you know
physically yeah. in the space? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like, what space are we even in, beyond mm-hmm. memory, you know? So that wits?
Yeah, that would be wits, and then it would also be wits for you.
Would this be identifying?
Yeah, you are trying to identify what this space is and how it functions.
Fuck, I get a point of trauma because I got wounded.
I got a 4.
Nice.
I'm doomed.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
We'll deal with that in a second.
I got an 11.
Okay, yeah. So, pretty much, you got pretty good. So what you can glean, Thessa, is this is sort of, so this is a memory. Mm-hmm. And you can glean as you're putting these puzzle pieces together that this is the memory of Lydia before she gets taken to her execution. And that this is a sort of, not necessarily, maybe a test to some degree. And it can be solved and it can be broken.
Okay. She like kind of has an aha moment. We have to change this memory. We have to make it positive, and then we can get through.
Our dumb asses are
What's more positive than killing guards?
Yeah, you guys are already like fucking like, well, I'm gonna kill these feeling. Guys. Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, it's just kind of a gut feeling sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
These guys sucked.
I think Thessa would go to put herself between the girl and the guards to see if she can like.
Okay.
Yeah. So that they could fucking.
Yeah, because there's only one guard with them at the moment.
Yeah.
And then there's the one guard that is taking her elsewhere.
Yeah.
What it looks like to be towards a carriage.
Dude, I'm not strong at all. I'm gonna fucking hit him with my flail.
Hey man, do what you gotta
when
do.
When in Rome.
When in Rome.
Bunk. How do I do this?
You roll for 4 resolve.
4?
You see that it was a good hit, but it doesn't seem like he's bloodied or anything yet.
Okay. Does it disorient him?
It does stumble him back a bit. You see, he just barely holds on to the girl.
Damn it.
And then
I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
Flint, are you doing anything?
It's the wolf.
Yeah. It's inside me, bro.
Yeah. I'll take a swing at the guard with the girl.
Okay, yeah.
Just making sure. On your turn, in addition to an action, can attempt an additional attack. Test grace. And so I'm going to do two attacks.
Okay, yeah.
One with, I guess, resolve. That didn't hit.
Okay.
And then grace. And that did hit.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. Roll your damage.
Two.
All right. Well, you see he doesn't take any damage from that attack.
Oh.
And then we'll cut back to you two. What are we doing?
Well, seems like a good time to get an axe to the head. Oh, I don't think I got it. No, I got 19.
Yeah, you don't hit Eleanor.
Are they being hurt by us? Like, actually? Like, am I getting a gleam that we can beat these guys in a fight right now?
Yeah, you can beat these guys in a fight right now. They are getting hurt. It's just they are fully armored individuals.
I'm just going to run to the one that's taking the girl then.
Okay.
And I'm going to make an attack on him.
Okay, what'd you get?
Right.
No. All right. Yeah. And so in this turn, the one guard that is with you, Senua, is going to try to make an attack. If you want to roll your grace.
I do not.
Well, shit.
Got another 18.
Good news, I rolled low, so you only take 1 point of damage.
All right.
And then for you two on this guard's turn, he's going to move closer to the carriage. And then that'll be you two.
I'm gonna... Hold on, sorry. I blanked. The guy is going to... Is bringing her to a carriage?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. And then my brain was like, you're wrong. Anyways.
Actually, no.
I want to stop that.
Okay, yeah. How are you trying to stop it?
Fucking... I'm just going to go fucking bonk him on the head again.
Yeah, do it, Bessie.
I have my level 2 special ability is called Tactician. I could spot a weakness on an enemy and then add my gift dice to my attack.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
To my damage, not my attack.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do. All
right, go for it.
I don't. I rolled 1 over.
Nerd.
I kill myself. Okay.
Don't do that.
Well. What if I just run and tackle this guy?
Yeah, you can try.
I'll just do that.
Yeah, that would be a...
It'd be another resolve.
It'd be another resolve, yeah. Okay.
Exactly a 10. And
yeah.
So therefore I'd be like, I go for a side miss.
Yeah. You swing and you miss, and then you're like, fuck this, and yeah. Then you go after him.
It's a child in danger right now, actually.
So you got him, and you have him grappled currently.
Cool.
Ah! Flint.
Leave her alone.
Which means she's let go?
Yeah, she is let go currently, yes.
Then can I, like, spend an action to, like, get her away?
Yeah, you can start getting her away, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll, like, grab her by the hand and be like, yeah. Come on, let's go. Time to leave.
Who are you?
A friend. Flint. And I say, but, they aren't friendly, so let's go.
Okay.
And I'll start running with her.
Yeah, so you'll start running, and then we'll go back to, Senua and Eleanor.
I want to get in the carriage and then run this guy over with his own carriage.
All right.
I love how we went straight aggro.
I love it.
Yeah.
Good job.
I just like, I just get in and I just, and I just into the guy that's still standing up. Making these horses trample him. Okay. What do I roll for that?
Let's give that a grace roll.
I got an 8. It's okay. I got it.
No, you got it. Yeah. What do we want to say damages for that? Roll a d8.
5.
Nice.
Let's give Senua a thumbs up.
Yeah. All right, now.
So now there's a dude under the carriage, and then there's another one that's being grappled by Tessa.
Wow. I'll just shoot the one getting grappled by Tessa then.
Yeah, and then you'll get advantage on that since he's being grappled.
The 2.
Nice. Yeah, so you hit.
4 damage.
Nice. All right, so you see he's starting to look bloodied for sure. And then we will go back to Tessa and Flint. Tessa, what are you up to?
Well, I'm on this guy's body.
Yeah.
I am on this man.
Yeah, you got
I'm
this
on
guy.
A guy that I am on. No, I'm not going to do that. That's a fucking Adam move. I have an iron hunting trap over his head.
Do it.
No, that's so not Tessa's vibe. Just want to get blood on her dress. Are you serious?
Oh, I mean, you are grappling a guy.
Oh, it's fake blood. We're in a memory. She'll do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fast.
We're in a memory. She's not going to get her dress dirty.
You think we're in a memory.
Can I roll to see if I'm thinking, like, am I going to get my dress dirty?
Yeah.
Witty, witty. Oh, exactly.
Yeah. You're not going to get your dress dirty.
I'm going to get my dress dirty. We can go all out. This is a memory. this isn't real.
Uh-oh.
Whatever.
She's gonna wolf out.
No. Anyways, I'll
do
that.
Yeah?
How do I do that?
We'll just say you do it, and then you roll... let's roll 2d6.
Well, how do I... Okay, do I have to roll to make it, like, get it on him?
Well, you already have him grappled, so true. We could say that you can just do it, because you got him locked up.
Actually, let me auto-kill this guy. Auto-fuck this man. Cool. What'd you say,
d8? 2d6.
Six damage.
Alrighty. Yeah, that is exactly enough to kill him.
I didn't get dirty! We're in a memory.
Flint, are you running away with?
Yes.
All right. So you guys see that Flint is running off with this young girl.
I just give Flint a thumbs up from the carriage.
We saved her.
And then I reverse the horses back over the sky.
Jesus.
So yeah, now he's super dead. If he wasn't dead before, now he's dead now. And then you start hearing commotion of what you can assume is more guards coming.
Yeah, I'm...
Hop into this cart.
Yeah, we all get in the carriage and take off.
Yeah?
We go pick you guys up.
Yeah.
We got a whip.
Word. Yeah, so you take this girl out of the area, pretty much. And yeah, so you just going?
I'm going to ask her for directions.
And I'm going to ask her her name.
We got to make the memory positive, so we got to be like, good job, girl.
We're going to take her to an adventure, dude.
Let's get some ice cream.
Just take her home.
But yeah, yeah. I would ask. So now that we're safe and I look out the window at the guards chasing us, what's your name?
I'm Lydia.
Lydia, it's nice to meet you. Flint, you've met me. This is El and Thess and Sansa.
Senua.
I'm just making up names.
What's your name?
Senua.
Sansa.
Eleanor.
El.
Thessa.
Thess.
I push you out of the carriage.
Okay.
No!
Okay, thank you, guys.
Where should we go?
If you could take me home, that would be great.
I don't think I'm mentally prepared to handle this, Eleanor says out loud.
Yeah, we could take you home and I take the reins.
Eleanor climbs out and just climbs onto the roof and throws up a little bit.
Oh.
Is there a bridge on the way to your house?
No.
There's this story I read about Fast and the Furious where they cut... the cable of a bridge, and it got locked in their wheel, and they were able to swing across.
Do you think bridges work in fantasy? Jesse, I just want to check.
They got to work at least kind of like the ones in Death, baby.
In real life, yeah. Fair enough.
I'm sorry, you don't have that dog in you?
So then, yeah, I'll ask for directions, and I'll guide us. Horseback riding is one of my skills.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, so you're able to easily navigate her home. Yeah, and you get her home and you see this nice, like, stone cottage. And you guys drop her off?
We walk her in.
Tell your mom not... Oh, wait, we walk her in?
I walk her in.
Yeah, I'll walk her there.
I was like, you don't have to do that. Thank you.
I'd like to speak with whoever your parental figure is. We might exchange some information about important things.
Yeah.
I'm okay. It's fine.
Walk her to the door.
Yeah, you walk her to the door.
Make sure they're locked to the... Whoa! goodness gracious. Fucking make sure they're locked the door behind you. Make sure to lock the door behind you!
Thessa becomes really unhinged in this memory scenario.
I have blood on me! I needed to go away already! Please go inside!
It's okay, it's not real.
We exit the memory, it's still on you.
I kill myself. Away.
And so, yeah, she goes, thank you. That was really scary. But thank you for saving me. And
thumbs up.
Two thumbs way up.
Two thumbs so up.
In Star Wars Battlefront 2, in one of the campaign missions, it talks about how the 501st goes with Aayla Secura to one of the alien planets, and they talk about one of the clones talks about how none of them can look her in the eye because they all know what they're about to do. It feels the same right now.
Eleanor throws up again.
And you see her walk off inside. And as she leaves you, you see this whole scenario sort of, like, disappear into, like, bright light. And then there is a tome where the house once stood.
Eleanor, like, finishes, like, crying in a vial and ties it up and just puts it away. And,
like,
walks back. Okay. Someone grab it.
Yeah, so who goes and picks up the tome?
I would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking book? Fuck yeah.
All right, so...
Is there still blood on Thessa?
Is there still blood on her?
You are still in this area.
Oh, okay.
And so, Tessa, you go to pick up the book.
Yeah.
And the four of you are teleported away. And you wind up in this house. But it is not the house in which you were teleported from.
With the book or without the
book? With the book.
Okay.
And it is strange that you would end up somewhere that is not the hag's house. And sitting in front of you...
Damn it.
...is Alessa.
Yep.
And she goes, Tessa, darling.
Do I still have blood on me?
You don't have blood on you anymore. And anything that you, like, used or expended, like gift dice and stuff, come back.
Does my trauma go away then from getting
hit? Yeah, because you didn't actually get hurt.
Because if I get hit three times, I have to beat death in a game of wits at some point if I don't want to be doomed anymore. And that's not a thing that Eleanor wants to deal with currently.
That's so real. Anyways, Alessa looks at you all and goes, Alessa, darling. Hello.
Guys, I really shouldn't have picked up the book.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Guys, I gotta be honest, I'm on her side.
Guys, it's crazy. She's pretty. She's smiling at me. I'm handing her the book.
God.
I'm a feminist. A woman tells me to do something, I do it, okay?
I'm ready to sacrifice all these people to bring that little girl back.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, that memory got Eleanor.
You guys, we can't civil war
that's
this.
That's why Eleanor went quiet. Because I was like, Eleanor is ready to sacrifice all these people. There's a lot of ways to break curses, and sometimes you just gotta break them.
Where's Sen on this?
I mean, I don't know. Sen was kinda in the middle. She's gone for killing.
Don't make Flint be the one who has to be like, take the moral high ground here. Come on, you guys.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Plugs?
So thank you guys for listening. We are 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. If you like what we're doing here, this is, I believe, our third mini-series.
Yeah.
Go ahead and listen to our other mini-series if this is all you listen to. If you'd like, we have our first season completed. The finale just got posted recently. It was a great time. If you want to listen to that, please do. If you like what we're doing here, want to follow us places, you can follow us at 5 GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, TikTok, and Blue Sky.
Yes.
And at 5 GMs Official on X/Twitter and Threads? Not Threads. What is it? Is it Blue Sky?
Yeah, it is Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. The other one is Threads.
Uh-huh.
Okay. At 5 GMs Official, Blue Sky and Twitter. Follow us.
We're really cool.
You also like what we're doing, you can go ahead and give us a like, a follow, a share, or a retweet, any of that. We also have a Ko-fi. If you really, really like us, you want to drop a tip, we'd appreciate that anytime. We understand if you have the means, it'd be fantastic. If not, you still like us no matter what. Share with your grandmas. Grandmas like us. If you also like what the team is doing here, you can go ahead and listen to or go find at Adavan's Armory, at ADVANS, on everything. We make 5e subletter content and some other stuff sometimes. Tanner?
It's interesting that we mentioned 3 miniseries because I've only been on 2. It sounds like there's a conspiracy to oust me from the podcast, big if true. I also write a thing on Substack. It's called A Key to Other Worlds. It's about immersion in popular entertainment. Come check that out if you have the time or if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Big if true.
Yeah, and hello, it's me. Hi, I do art for this podcast and for Adavance Armory, Gremlin Frog Art on Instagram and Twitter, FROGGART.
Beautiful. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye. You be soft.
What's with you? Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok, and at 5 GMs Official on Twitter. You can also join our Discord. You can find out how to join on our accounts or on our website, 5gemsinatrenchcoat.com. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/5gemsinatrenchcoat. Thank you. Catch you next time.